Stoop stories are a popular tradition in Baltimore. They were short stories that people told each other as they sat on their stoops to cool off when air condition wasn't prominent. Today, stoop stories are shows that you can attend, and there is at least one podcast. Here is a stoop story about the National Convention. As you listen to this story, you can win a prize by identifying the author and the speech or novel of the five quotes that come up from time to time in the story. Once upon a time, there was a group of blind people who lived on the moon in a separate colony by themselves. These lunar blind people were very unhappy because there was nothing to do, no place to go, and no future to look forward to. A small group, Doubting Donna, Grumpy Grace, Pessimist Pete, and Scared Sue, is sitting on the floor, and one person, Computer Man, is playing on the computer. One day, while searching on the internet, the Computer Man excitedly tells the group that the Earth has an organization called the National Federation of the Blind.
Here's how one of their writers tells the story of its founding. In 1940, all of the elements came together, a new idea, a vibrant, inspiring leader, and a dedicated group of blind persons prepared to help each other in shaping the future. In that year, Dr. Jacobus Ten Broeck and a handful of others from seven states gathered in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania to inaugurate our movement, which has changed forever the expectations and aspirations of the blind.
National Federation of the Blind? What is that? They won't want us. We're from the moon.
You're wrong. In a speech, another author said, blindness is not constrained by race, gender, economic status, or any of a thousand other characteristics. Therefore, if we are going to be a movement of blind people who synergize around equality, we must reflect a diverse range of blind people with a large variation in characteristics beyond blindness. Its website also says, you can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back.
That can't be for real. I don't believe that.
You never believe anything. Oh, I found something else interesting. Another author says, we are achieving freedom and independence in the only way that really counts, in rising self-respect, growing self-confidence, and the will and the ability to make choices. Above all, independence means choices and the power to make those choices stick.
Stop reading that. It makes me sad. We will never have freedom and independence.
The website says there is a national convention.
So what? We can't go.
I'm scared. How would we find our way?
The convention is virtual, so you can listen to it.
We are on the moon. It's 238,900 miles from the Earth. We can't hear anything from Earth.
The website says they have a magazine called the Braille Monitor. The June Braille Monitor has an article about the convention. You can win $100 if you unlock the secret message. If we won the money, maybe we could figure out how to listen to the convention.
Too hard. I can't figure out a secret message, and it might be risky. Who knows what would happen to us? The Lunar Keepers would be mad.
I remember reading a novel by a Maryland author who lived in Baltimore. She said, if you never did anything you couldn't undo, you'd end up doing nothing at all. I'm tired of doing nothing.
Lunar life is really boring.
Well, perhaps after attending the convention, we can create our own Intersolar Federation of the Blind. An author says right here, the blind are capable of self-organization, which is to say, of leading themselves, of directing their own destiny.
The Lunar Keepers will never let that happen.
Let's look at this magazine to see if there's anything interesting at this convention for ourselves. There's a tour of the National Federation of the Blind headquarters given by Dr. Mark Maurer and Mrs. Mary Ellen Jernigan. Who are they?
Never heard of them.
I bet I could find out if living the life you want is for real on this tour.
I'm scared to go on any tour, but maybe I could get courage from Harriet Tubman, who was a conductor on the Underground Railroad. She said, always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. I want to go on this Underground Railroad tour and learn more about Harriet Tubman.
Maybe if I learned about the B&O Railroad, I would have to sit around here all day. I could be on the move.
I wish I could go to that NFB LOL comedy night, but we're never going to be able to because we're on the moon.
I've got it. Let's ask the Goddard Space Flight Center to put up a communication satellite for us. We can convince them. After all, they're giving a tour too.
The Lunar Keepers will be mad. Should we ask them to send the email to the Goddard Space Flight Center so we can hear the convention?
No, let's do it ourselves.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We did it. Now we can listen to the convention and have a banquet party.
Yeah, we've even got the crabs to eat at the banquet. Silly Earthling thinking the moon is made of cheese and not realizing it's made of crabs.
So, if our friends from the moon are attending the convention, there's no reason that you and your friends shouldn't do it too. Blast off for the convention and let's all live the lives we want.